The annual Ibrahim Index on African Governance shows almost 2 in 3 African citizens live in countries in which safety and the rule of law have deteriorated during the past decade. Presenting the findings Monday, the founder of the index, Sudanese-born billionaire and philanthropist Mo Ibrahim, said the statistics send a clear message.
This is a very strong mathematical correlation between safety and rule of law and development. And so we cannot say it more louder that we need peace in Africa.
Former top State Department official Jendayi Fraser, a member of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, told VOA the decline in security is especially worrying.
It's clearly of concern because it's dragging down governance as a whole, but also because it affects the lives of people. You know, when you're talking about personal safety and national security, you're talking about life and death.
Libya has shown one of the sharpest declines in national security and personal safety. Britain and France led the NATO airstrikes that helped to oust Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Fraser calls that intervention a clear mistake.
We have lessons to learn, and one of the big lessons I would think is if the region is overwhelmingly against an intervention, you should hesitate. You should think twice. Another lesson should be, if you're not prepared to fix it, don't break it.
Mauritius held on to the top spot, while Somalia remained at the bottom of the index. Rwanda was among the nations showing the fastest improvement, entering the top 10 for the first time.